Barker Creek cuts through the semi-rural landscape of hobby farms and small towns on Washington's Kitsap Peninsula. And like many small waterways in this region, Barker Creek has had problems with fecal coliform. Rain washes the bacteria from animal manure and leaky septic systems into nearby waterways. In some watersheds, the contamination can get so bad that officials have to close shellfish beds and post signs warning people to stay away from the water. However, there is a success story in how to deal with this matter, and correspondent Ashley Ahern has this report.
For the first time since 1996, Barker Creek has its fecal coliform levels under control. But Stuart Whitford says it wasn't an easy fix. He's with the Kitsap Public Health District and oversaw the cleanup. Whitford and his staff took monthly water samples up and down this six-mile creek. Then they traced the fecal coliform hotspots back to individual properties.
It's kind of like forensics. Yeah, it's not quite CSI, but it is. There's a lot of investigation. You need to go door to door because the contamination is occurring on multiple properties and then building up and then making its way to the stream.
Whitford and his staff have visited more than 100 properties along this waterway. They worked with the local conservation district to help farmers deal with animal waste and keep livestock away from the creek. They also required 11 homeowners to replace old leaky septic systems. Shannon Harkness was one of those homeowners. She and her husband and three daughters live on a small farm along Barker Creek near Silverdale, Washington.
So the creek is just right down there. It borders the other side of our fence there.
That's Tony, the noisiest. She's really noisy.
Ryland is 9. She and her sisters Paige and Quinn are showing me around Red Barn Farm with their mom. Ryland disappears into the barn and comes back with a kid goat on a leash.
This is Nate, the great. And then Nate and Nacho are brothers.
The girls plan to bring Nate, Tony, and Nacho to local 4-H competitions this year. The Harknesses put in fences to keep their goats and llamas away from the creek. Animal waste is the biggest threat to water quality in agricultural areas.
When you have animals, you know, it's an added responsibility. It's, you know, they're like having kids, so they can't clean up after themselves, so you have to.
Yeah. Does that mean your girls are out scooping poop in the pastures?
Absolutely. It's part of having animals.
What do you think about that, Ryland?
It really stinks, but farm stuff.
But cleaning up animal poop wasn't the hardest part for the Harknesses in keeping Barker Creek clean. 10 months after they moved in, Stuart Whitford and the county health department came knocking.
I guess as politely as they could, they failed my septic that day. And, you know, you have 3 small children and a lot of hopes and dreams, and putting in a $20,000 septic really wasn't one of them.
The Harknesses took out a second mortgage on their house and got a loan to cover the new septic system. The family doesn't take vacations. The new bathroom and kitchen Shannon Harkness hoped for have been put on hold.
Ultimately, we have a responsibility to our land, and we have a responsibility to our community. And we have shellfish beds down there, and, you know, everybody enjoys shellfish, so it's important that we take care of stuff up here so that we can enjoy shellfish down there.
Barker Creek empties into Dyes Inlet, a rich shellfish area that often has sections that are closed to harvesting because of fecal contamination. But since Barker Creek's fecal coliform levels have improved, some sections of the tide flats near the mouth of the creek have been reopened. Small-scale, local watershed improvements like this one are going on all around Puget Sound, but it's a long, hard process. Josh Baldy is the special assistant to the director of the Washington Department of Ecology.
Barker Creek is very representative throughout Puget Sound of the challenge we face today. It's no longer about the big point source pollution, you know, the factories, the wastewater treatment plants. It's about the small impacts that add up.
Baldy says Kitsap County has been a leader in dealing with stormwater runoff pollution. Governmental agencies are funding programs to mimic Kitsap County in a handful of other counties around Washington. But fecal coliform remains one of the major pollution problems in the state. A fifth of the water body's ecology tests do not meet standards, and almost 20% of shellfish beds in Puget Sound are closed due to pollution. I'm Ashley Ahern on the Kitsap Peninsula.